Don't expect peace and quiet at this library, because this week's Discovery searches for a dangerous book thief with some young librarians. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. As the mom of a spirited little girl, I know very well the kinds of mischief a spirited girl can get into. So I also know that the boarding school for spirited girls featured in The Bookcase, the first Emily Lyme mystery by author Dave Shelton, offers plenty of adventurous opportunities. The story arrives at St. Rita's, an exclusive boarding school for girls, and apparently one boy named George, with the school's newest student, Daphne. A troubled girl who hasn't had the best of luck with other schools, Daphne is eager for a fresh start at St. Rita's, working as an assistant to the assistant librarian, Emily Lyme. But Daphne soon discovers that St. Rita's isn't just another school, and when there's a break-in at the library and one of her classmates goes missing, Daphne finds herself working with Emily Lyme and George to solve the mystery. Now, The Bookcase follows the action-packed and quirky adventures of a trio of librarians-turned-sleuths at a special school. Though the series is named after Emily Lyme, Daphne takes center stage, a character whose past is another mystery. Though there are hints that she's gotten into trouble at previous schools, there isn't really any indication from her actions in the book to support it. If she's a troublemaker, she's definitely a timid one. Emily Lyme, however, is the rule-breaker of the bunch. She's tough and no-nonsense, and when someone messes with her books, she jumps headfirst into the case, dragging Daphne and George behind her. Middle-grade readers will enjoy the characters' personalities and their sheer spunk, though the period setting may be a challenge for some. With its violence and crime, and occasionally more mature language, it's definitely better for older, more mature kids. And since the lingo and the tone may be unfamiliar, that can cause some difficulty in the reading. But is it worth looking for a book thief with these lively librarians? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. It certainly introduces some intriguing characters, and its setting in a school for troublemaking girls offers plenty of potential for more adventures. But young readers will have to get accustomed to the style before they can really settle into the story. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Bookcase by Dave Shelton is 358 roguish pages long and is available from Dave Fickling Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.